This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
I got to admit that I chuckle when I think of the challenge of talking about economic and financial issues, even major ones, given most people, including in the media, are more interested in political gossip and even the most contrived political spats. Now, it's even more difficult, by the way, with the permanent outrage mob ready to strike at even the slightest whiff of offense. As prize-winning British author Martin Amos says, being offended is now a cultural addiction. Well, and clearly a lot of people love it. But that doesn't change the reality that major issues that will impact every one of us financially are happening. I mean, yesterday, while the Canadian markets were closed, on average, the value of every U.S. stock fell 3% in the biggest one-day decline of the year. Now, a lot of people will say, who cares? I don't own stock. But actually, you do. If you've worked in Canada, you're part of the Canada Pension Plan. And the Canada Pension Plan owns tens of billions worth of U.S. stock. So it took a big hit yesterday, as did every other Canadian pension plan. And while it can't quite compete with the color of the Prime Minister's socks, failing pensions are going to be one of the pivotal financial and political stories over the next 3 years. I mean, it's already happening in places like Detroit and Chicago, Puerto Rico, Teamsters Pension in New York, and many more. So the stock decline is important. But here's the thing, it's also a warning that we're entering a period of what I'd call a monetary crisis. Yesterday, the Chinese government, which up until now had kept its currency value locked in with the U.S. dollar in a range, but it let its currency fall to an 11-year low in an effort to bring its manufacturing costs down and to make its exports cheaper, not just to the U.S., but to all of Asia. I mean, one of the underreported aspects of the U.S. tariffs has been that Chinese manufacturing has moved to countries that aren't subject to U.S. tariffs. So a lower currency is going to help them stem that tide and increase exports. Now, it's key to understand that abrupt moves in stocks, bonds, gold that we saw yesterday were the product of the changes in the currency markets. And there's so much more to come as we head into the monetary crisis. And by the way, if you want to know how to protect yourself and make money from it, well, listen to Money Talks. My name is Mike Campbell.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.